Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great program lined up for you today. Hour number two, we'll be joined at the bottom of hour number two by Vernon Jones will be with us. Vernon Jones, and what a great guy. I had a chance to meet him at CPAC and had just a really special time to pray over him, and it was very, very powerful. We'll have Vernon on with us on the program. He is running for governor in the great state of Georgia, and we'll talk about that and talk about the things that he's seeing and the concerns that he has. We'll have that coming up for you. Dr. Tom Barrett joins us. We'll talk about inflation. And don't forget, ChosenGold.com. ChosenGold.com is where you can protect your assets and also grow your wealth. ChosenGold.com. Bottom of this hour, Maria Espinoza, the Remembrance Project, is with us. We'll talk about the devastating impact that Biden's open border policies are having as it relates to American families and Americans that have lost loved ones because of the Biden open border policy. We'll talk to Maria about that coming up. But joining me right now is a gentleman who has served our country for many, many years, and he has been a law enforcement officer going all the way back to 1984. He became a United States Border Patrol agent in Campbell, California. In 1988, he became a special agent with the former U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service in Phoenix, Arizona, climbed through the ranks, and served our nation also as a former director of the Enforcement and Removal Operation and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the Department of Homeland Security. I want to welcome Tom Homan to the program. Tom, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, Tom, we have a lot of serious issues that are going on, and a lot of them begin. We can talk about the violence that's happening, the uptick in violence that's happening on our streets. Obviously, the defund police, we'll get into that. But in addition to that, there is a surge of gang and cartel and turf war activity, and the target of many of these organizations are our law enforcement officers. Can you talk to me about what you're seeing and your concerns regarding the Biden policies at the border?
Well, they only have one policy at the border. That's to open the border. I mean, we're seeing that, right? I mean, President Trump had illegal immigration down, you know, anywhere between 60% and 80%, depending on what month you look at. And now, and we had, I've said many times, we had the lowest level of illegal immigration in my career, which spanned almost 35 years. And now we have an unprecedented crisis. The children alone, the unaccompanied alien children, which, let's be clear, they're not toddlers you're talking. We're talking about 70% of them are age 16, 17 years old. So but I can tell you that children alone, the UAC, is more children have crossed the border under President Biden than any time in history of the United States Border Patrol. Unprecedented, the numbers. So we're seeing a crisis that we've never seen before. We've already had a million encounters on the border. And people want to argue, say, well, they're making mistakes. They're mismanaging this thing. You know, they're incompetent. No, they're not. They're very competent. They're executing their plan brilliantly because their plan is open borders. President Biden said during the campaign what he was going to do. After he became president, he signed his executive orders, keeping those promises. So this is open borders. This is what they want. This is what their design is. And that is why the number one question is, have you seen them do anything at all, to stem the flow, to slow the flow, to try to stop it? No. They're getting really good at processing people quickly and releasing them. They have created one policy of consequence and deterrence to stop these people from coming. They're being released. They're being released on court dates. More are being released every day. And now they're talking about, which 2 weeks ago, they decided they're going to expand the aperture of who can qualify for asylum. So now millions and more will come to this country in the hopes they can qualify because they open that aperture up to domestic violence and crime and gang violence. So now you can, even though the law says you must be escaping fear and persecution from your home government, because of race, religion, and political affiliation, they've opened the aperture up so even more people qualify. So every week, rather than putting down a policy that stops this, they throw out another enticement to even bring more.
Tom, we're watching, of course, the defund the police movement, and we're watching the net results of that, and there are a number of cities around the country that have already taken those kinds of step, cut budgets, what have you. We're also watching a lot of police officers that are saying, that's it, I'm done, I will not carry out these policies, and I'm not going to put my life in danger knowing that nobody's got my back. I had a question yesterday that was sent in. What about the agents at the Border Patrol agents, the ICE agents? At what point do they follow the police and say, you know what, we're in too much danger down here, and we know that this administration doesn't have our back. We've got to step away. When do the retirements start rolling in?
Well, they're already starting to roll in. They're having a hard time recruiting. But I can tell you, do I think the majority walk offline? I don't, because I was one of them. I wore that uniform. I was an ICE agent, and I think they're patriots. I think they'll stand there and do their job. They may not like the policies of the administration, but I think they're execute the best they can. However, you know, let's not be fooled. The morale in the Border Patrol in ICE is at all time low, never been lower. They feel like the president and the secretary have abandoned them, and they have. When you got a secretary, still to this day, says the border is secure and closed, when in fact the whole world sees it's not, that's an insult to the men and women down there busting their butts, you know, trying to do their job. And when you got the president of the United States making a speech a few months ago talking about how they would allow children to starve to death on the banks of the Rio Grande and just watch it, was an insult to the men and women in green that have saved over 7,000 lives this past year.
Yeah.
They're in the business of saving lives, not watching people die. And that was an insult from the commander-in-chief. Shame on him. So morale's an all-time low. I talk to these guys all the time. They're beside themselves. There has been instances where mass callings are sick. In Yuma a couple weeks ago, they had a little touch of the green flu where a lot of people called them sick. These men and women are tired, and they're frustrated, and their morale's an all-time low, and they're human beings. It's going to affect them at some point.
What about the danger level, Tom? Because I think that the other side to this that I think people need to understand about what's going on down there is that these agents, whether they're Customs and Border Protection, or whether they are belonging to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. These policies put them at a greater risk, don't they?
Oh, absolutely, they do. Border is already a dangerous place. I was a border patrol agent back in the early 80s, and I was involved in an officer-involved shooting. It's something I'll never forget. But look, border patrol agents have died on that line. There's over 200 names on that national law enforcement wall in Washington, D.C. And look, when you have a humanitarian crisis like this where half the border patrol is no longer on the line because they're taking care of your families and kids and changing diapers, making hospital runs, and do whatever they got to do. And Borto's already said about 40% of the man force is no longer on the line because they're dealing with a humanitarian crisis. That's when the drug cartels take advantage and move large amounts of fentanyl and other drugs to the areas of the border that are less protected. So, as we all know, fentanyl smuggling is on the increase. These are drug traffickers who carry automatic weapons, and they'll be willing to shoot anybody who gets in their way. So as more drugs come streaming across that border, more violence comes across that border, which results in more danger to the men and women of the border patrol when they engage these people coming across.
Now, I know one of the issues, even under President Trump, for ICE agents was these sanctuary cities and cities that would not advise them when they had violent criminals in custody to make that transition. So ICE would be put in a position where they would have to go and knock on doors rather than a peaceful transition, which would be from the sheriff's office being in custody directly to ICE in custody. Now the policy has changed. Can you talk to us about the change in policy and what this does to ICE and its ability to function?
Well, there's two things going on with what they call 287G agreements and jail work. Number one, the administration on their own decided that ICE cannot arrest most criminal aliens because now they can only target those who have been convicted. Not just arrested, convicted of an aggravated felony, which is a very serious felony crime. So when it comes to DUI, domestic violence, theft, assault, they can be convicted of this and arrested of this, and ICE can't touch them. ICE can't put a detainer on them. ICE can't take custody of them. ICE can't put them in removal proceedings. So if anybody leaves their house tonight and goes out to dinner and they get assaulted by someone who has to be in the country illegally, guess what? ICE has no interest because their priorities through the administration have changed. So that causes, and when I say a majority, I'm talking almost 90% of the people, the criminal aliens ICE arrested last year, they can no longer arrest this year. And not only has it got to be an aggravated felony, it's got to be conviction. So if you're an MS-13 gang member, they got arrested for raping a child, and you're here in the country illegally, you have a final order, and you're a fugitive, you never left, and you've been arrested for raping a child, if you're able to post bond, ICE can't touch you. ICE can't put you in front of a judge, even though you're illegally. Even though you have a final order of removal issued by an immigration judge. Even though you got arrested for raping a child, they can't touch you. They got to wait for a conviction. And again, that's only for the most serious crimes. Right. It's gotten so bad right now. Here's a factual statement that I still can't believe when I say it. An immigration ICE officer to this day, today, cannot arrest anybody for being in the country illegally. Just for being here illegally, they can't be arrested. So they can no longer enforce immigration law. That's what this administration has done. Now, the second part, which I'll foot stomp on, is it's going to get worse because the nominee for the ICE director's job, the sheriff out of Texas, when he was the sheriff, he ended his own 287G program and he attacked ICE all the time. And that's the guy they nominated to run ICE. So I think whatever 287G agreements remain in this country are going to be quickly gone under this leadership. So it's a double whammy, and it's just going to drive more crime in our neighborhoods, and it's certainly going to drive whatever morale is left. It's going to kill it.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere, Tom. I want to drill down on that a little bit more because, if you're an ICE agent, And now you have to, I guess, stand back and you can't take action to basically interdict before something horrific happens, and even after something horrific has happened. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939, 800-544-8939. 8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my special guest is the former director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Tom Homan. Tom, we were talking a moment ago about the impacts of this on ICE, and I remember under President Trump, there was a big issue. My friend David Zier actually talked to me about this in Long Island, where MS-13 was rampant there. And all of the, in this particular area, all of the merchants were having to pay protection money to MS-13 in order to conduct business. and there was a big ICE effort in that area that President Trump approved under his leadership, and they basically crushed that and sent most of those people back down to Mexico. They prosecuted those that they could. But I know in talking with Mark Morgan that ICE had said, or that MS-13 had said, there's going to be a change of sheriffs, and when that happens, we're going to come back and take vengeance. That was a microcosm of things happening across the country. Are we there now? Are these individuals that before felt secure under President Trump it basically suffering and in danger for their lives?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's already started. As I said, you know, if you let's make just to set the stage here, last year, in the last several years, everybody ICE has arrested in the United States, 91% on average, 91%, that's 9 out of 10 of everybody ICE arrested was a convicted criminal or they were pending criminal charges because we found them in a jail. That's 91%. That's pretty good prioritization. Now, the Biden administration came in, as I said earlier, changed the priorities. 90% of that 91% are no longer are able to be arrested. So there's a lot more criminals walking out of jails across this country every day that ICE can't touch. Not just criminals. Again, we got to remember, these are criminals who are in the United States illegally. First of all, if you're in violation of federal law, we should be able to arrest or remove them just for that. So that's what the law says we should do. But ICE been told to ignore the law, and not only can they not arrest them for being here illegally, they can't arrest them for being a criminal illegally. I mean, that meets the very few priorities that the Biden administration put out. So yeah, criminal aliens are being released to our neighborhoods all across this country, in every state in the union because of Biden policies. Gang members specifically, unless you're a known gang member convicted of some offense involving gang activity, ICE can't touch you. So. Yeah, I was the ICE director under President Trump. We went to Long Island, New York. We arrested just shy of 500 gang members. We called Operation Matador. Most of them are MS-13 gang members. And those type of operations won't happen anymore, not in President Biden. Worksite enforcement operations won't happen anymore in President Biden. So illegal aliens, if you come to this country, get a job because they know they can work illegally and no one's going to go look for them. So it's just another enticement to bring more illegal aliens to this country. So, yes, this country is less safe under Joe Biden's immigration plan because instead of sanctuary cities here and there, we are now a sanctuary country.
I know that a lot of these crime organizations tend to send messages when they go into an area, a community, a neighborhood to try to intimidate. Would that also be another reason why we're seeing so many of our police officers targeted right now? Would you hypothesize that could be some of what's behind that?
Well, I just think it's part of the same old rhetoric from the progressive left. They don't support police at all. I mean, they think police are the bad guys. And I've said many times that I cannot believe we're living in a world where all of a sudden the police officers are the bad guys. And the bad guys are the victims. Doesn't make sense to me. And I think for all these jurisdictions that defund the police and attack the police, you see their rise in crime. Mm-hmm. I think it's blown up in their face. I think we open the eyes of American people on this. But yes, police are under attack. And you got to understand, I met with 100 sheriffs in Arizona on the border, and they'll tell you this year.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract. starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.